Let's turn in John's Gospel now to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, we'll be reading verses 1 through 42. John 10, 1 through 42. And beginning in verse 1, John 10, verse 1, these are God's infallible words, so give your attention to them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. The other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down for myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. And Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. Those are God's words. Beloved, in the first 18 verses, Jesus gives further discourse of who he is. That he is the door of the sheepfold. He is the door. And he's also the good shepherd of the sheep. He knows you, beloved. And the great comfort here, he knows your name. He, verse 3, calleth his own sheep by name. He knows your individual names if you are his. And his sheep, it says, know his voice. Do you know his voice? Moreover, as the good shepherd, it says that he lays down his life for the sheep to save all of them. We read and heard this morning. Do you know the good shepherd of the sheep, Jesus Christ? And then through verse 39, Jesus has another dispute with the Jews at the temple during the Feast of Dedication, which he declares boldly that he and the Father are one. The Jews, again, take up stones to put Jesus to death for what they believe is blasphemy, ending, this will end at the cross. They crucify him. They go to that point, they arrest him and question him before the chief priests, all because they believe he is a blasphemer. Jesus said he and the Father are one. And when they took up stones to stone him to death because they believed that he was a blasphemer, what does Jesus do? He calls them to believe. That if they will not believe in him, that they should believe the works in which they should see that Jesus is of his Father. But they would not believe. And he escapes again. It's not his time. And he leaves into the country in which he continued to minister. And so, beloved, today you are called again to believe, just like we heard this morning. Believe his word. Believe, Christians, that he is the good shepherd. Do you know him? Do you hear his voice through the word of God read and preached? Do you know him? He says here, his sheep hear his voice, his word. Do you hear him? Let's pray. Our Father, thank you again for your word and revealing to us more of who Jesus is. We're thankful that he is the door, that alone that we can come before you, that we can come to God, to glory, to worship, only through the door of the sheepfold that is Jesus Christ, only through him. That he is the good shepherd of the sheep, and he lays down his life for the sheep because he cares for the sheep. He cares for his people, as we heard this morning. And he cares for them, feeds them, heals them, blesses them, protects them from wolves, even by his word, because he's the good shepherd. And at the right time, the good shepherd will come and take out all of the bad shepherds, the bad under shepherds, in which we pray that you would grant that fear and trembling to any who are elders of your church, under shepherds of the flock who are called to tend the flock and care for the flock, and yet who are false and lead sheep in a false way. We pray that you would turn such who are false to the truth in repentance, who lead just like the prophets of old, who seek after money and food to fill their bellies, fearing man instead of, and fearing kings, earthly kings, instead of fearing you, the Lord God Almighty. And so we pray that you would call them to repentance, but we also pray that you would judge them at the right time. That you would put all falsity and lies away from you, for you are the God of truth. There cannot be lies before you. No false prophets. Only true ones. And godly pastors, godly shepherds. And so we pray that you would make the weak shepherds that you have called to shepherd good shepherds, following after Christ Jesus, your Son. Fill them with your grace and your Spirit, that the sheep, the flock, would be fed and cared for and tended to. That is why you have given them to us. As under shepherds of the flock, imaging forth, ought to be imaging forth, Christ Jesus, who is the good shepherd of the sheep. These under shepherds, speak forth your word, that all the flock would hear your voice and come unto you. And those many false prophets who speak and call out so that many sheep would come unto them. That is a false pastor. And so, Father, we pray that you'll bring about godly pastors who call sinners to you. So we pray for the church. I ask that you would sanctify her again. Father, we pray that you would sanctify our hearts, our bodies, the flesh that remains, that we would put it out, we put it to death. The sin that remains, that you would grant salvation to your people at the right time. We consider our souls, how weak we are. And oftentimes we focus on our bodies alone. Father, we ask that you would heal us of all of our diseases, cure us of our infirmities in our souls, in our minds, all those sinful desires and sinful emotions. Root them out, mortify them by your Spirit, and cause us to put them to death. And that we would be filled with the Spirit and filled with godly desires, a godly mind, filled with godly truth, producing godly emotions, that your name would be glorified. We still too pray for our bodies. Ask for healing to those who need healing. We pray for Chuck and ask that you would continue healing him from his bad reaction to his drink that he drank. Pray that you would be with Larry and the how you made bees to sting, and you caused them to sting Larry. Pray that you would heal him, and praise you that both Chuck and Larry are feeling better. here with us this evening. I pray for Dina, you would grant her strength and energy. And any others who may not be feeling well. Father, we praise you for strengthening us to be here this evening to worship you. Pray that you'll be with those who are not here. You call them to yourself and cause them to miss, to know that there's something missing. They're not here with your people when they've been called to assemble together. Where your word and blessing goes forth. I pray that you would strengthen your people and strengthen this congregation and strengthen your church through the means of grace, the word, sacraments, and prayer. We pray for our nation. What a wicked nation we live in. Many blessings that we have in this nation, and yet wicked. And we're thankful for the blessings you grant to us. Father, we pray for the salvation of these leaders that have been placed over us. You'll bring about a great revival by sending your Holy Spirit. You bring about a great change, a turning from sin to you. You bring about a covenanting of this nation to Christ, your Son. So too, as we consider this evening how wretched and wicked the church is, how could we pray for the whole nation when the church is going astray in great multitudes and many churches, most churches, perhaps we might say, is astray from you, no longer preaching the gospel, but preaching entertainment and things that tickle ears, just as you warned about to Timothy. In the last days that such things would happen. And we see it happening in our day. It's been happening for quite a long time, of course. Will happen for quite a long time in the future. And yet, Father, we are so upset about the wickedness that we see in the church. Father, we pray that you'll bring about a saving of such leaders and members of churches. True salvation, not just a putting the name of Jesus on their lips. It's not the name that saves, it's Jesus that saves. And Jesus is needed. And so send your Son by the Spirit, that the gospel would go forth, the message, and these people would see Jesus. And yet, as we prayed this morning, we ask that we would be humbled as we consider this, that we are not perfect ourselves. Nowhere near perfect in our worship. There are great sins and struggles within this body, amongst all of us. And so, Father, sanctify your people. Sanctify your bride. We know in Christ, your Son, that you love the bride. And so sanctify us with your word. Sanctify us by the means of grace. Save your people from judgment and show mercy. And may you not allow us to be led into lies and false doctrines and false worship, but purify us, that we would be the pure, spotless bride of Christ. So cleanse us of our sin, that we might be faithful and pleasing, a pleasing aroma in your nostrils. even in Christ Jesus, we pray in His name. Amen.